Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Wednesday, hopefully the half point of your week on the first day of December in 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to get through, hopefully the middle of your week. And we're going to start with a new, sort of, ransomware group. There's a newish ransomware group that has dubbed themselves Sabbath, and they write it funny in what is called leet speak, so you'll see it with numbers instead of characters. And why this matters that there's a new ransomware group is because researchers are actually linking this group to other groups in the past, meaning that it's highly likely that groups who otherwise were shut down, ceased activities, got new members, etc., have resurfaced. And again, they're calling themselves Sabbath, and they should be taken seriously because just this year, they have returned using tools very similar to what researchers have dubbed Rollcoast and Eruption. And they targeted a school district when they returned in October of this year, 2021. So on October 21st, their sites and all of their associated materials popped back up, and they demanded millions of dollars in a ransom of a school district. And again, why this matters is because a lot of these criminal groups are composed of members who are either veterans on the criminal scene, they've been part of other groups, or it's just the rebranding of a group to avoid law enforcement. And law enforcement has been very active in 2021, but while we should hail law enforcement efforts as productive, we should be aware that sometimes these criminals will resurface and we need to be ready for them. And criminals rebranding and resurfacing as new attackers are not the only update to the cyber threat environment. The tools they used, likewise, are getting updates. Many criminals use malware known as TrickBot to gain access to a network. And TrickBot is very prolific. It is sold as a service. You can purchase it as a criminal to gain access to a network. And it's usually deployed via phishing, and TrickBot allows for the installation of other malware, so it's very helpful. And TrickBot actually has been noted recently to have a pretty significant update. One thing that researchers do is isolate these samples and try to view them in what is called a virtual machine or a sandbox. They want to know what this malware is doing so that they can determine A, how to prevent it from being successful, and also trying to attribute it to whoever was sending it. Well, the new TrickBot will check the resolution of your screen. A lot of these virtual machines or sandboxes have very non-standard screen resolution sizes. And so, if a non-standard screen resolution size, i.e. the size of your monitor, is detected, then the malware, instead of trying to execute and revealing its secrets, simply directs the virtual machine or sandbox to abc.com, which is kind of amusing. It's sort of, we know that you're looking at us, haha. And this is notable because it means that these criminals are going to be harder to prevent, to detect, and to trace. And so as new groups composed of old members get better, their tools likewise are getting better as well. And on the topic of tools, researchers in China have uncovered what they are calling EWDOR, E-W-DOR. Now, EWDOR, according to these researchers, is a huge botnet targeting AT&T customers. And they know this because they were observing, as they do, and doing research into the field of anomalous web traffic, and they found this particular botnet. And while they were able to observe the botnet, they found that it was trying to infect systems called EdgeMark Enterprise Session Border Controllers. Now, that's a mouthful, but essentially it's a piece of equipment used by AT&T. And this is actually really interesting because these devices are used by nearly 6,000 organizations in the United States. And telecommunications is a huge profit margin and also spying or espionage money pit for threat actors because you can track users based on their mobile devices, you can steal banking details, and so whether you're trying to steal money from people or track them, this is a very lucrative target for you, and it has been noted that many criminal elements, whether that's a nation-state group as suspected in China or someone looking to make a profit, telecommunications are commonly targeted. So it looks like AT&T as a telecommunications service has been targeted by this botnet. The bad news is that insight into Udor activities has ceased because, according to the researchers, the authors or operators of this botnet made configuration changes that made visibility into their actions go away. And so it looks like Udor is out there. So if you operate a network in the United States using the Edgemark Enterprise Session Border Controller, just know that there's a botnet trying to compromise you. We're going to end today not on tools that criminals use or new criminals, but one of their actions that is significant. There is a company called the DNA Diagnostics Center, or DDC, in Ohio in the United States. And they do, as the name implies, DNA testing. And they do this for a lot of organizations as well as individuals. And they have confirmed that they had a data breach. Apparently, between May 24th of 2021 and July 28th of 2021, so for months, they had exposure or access to a database. Now, that investigation concluded just last month in October, and now they are notifying impacted patients. According to the DNA Diagnostic Center, while this breach impacted over 2 million individuals, the impact is limited to the platform and financial and name associated, not with your DNA. So your DNA and their operational systems for DNA are safe. Don't worry. That information is very sensitive and they are aware of it. It looks like they inherited a database from 2012 that had data to include full names, credit card numbers, to include the CVV, which is that three-digit code on the back, financial account numbers, and platform account passwords. So if you were impacted, you will be hearing from DDC, and you will receive free credit monitoring. Again, the impact here is likely that fraud will be committed against at least some of these individuals. DNA data is safe, but it goes to show that compromised data can include anything from almost anyone, and so it's very important to recognize that data warehousing comes with a lot of risks. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Wednesday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Thursday. Until then, stay strong, stay safe, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to the people of the nation of Barbados. Yes, the nation. A sincere tip of the cap for becoming your very own republic, shedding the very last vestiges of the royal rule of the Queen. And so to you, the people of Barbados, for your independence, a sincere and heartfelt congratulations. Celebrate accordingly, and a tip of the cap.